Welcome to episode 397 of The Lab. I'm Brad Barton.
I'm Phil Barton.
This is one in our continuing series on games and game theory. If you'd like to hear the other episodes, you can find them by visiting thelabwithbrad.com.
I went there recently.
Yeah.
And then as soon as I showed up, I got
that.
An email.
As soon as you said that, I'm like, wait a minute. Where?
I was going to make up some crap about you handing out money for clickbait and all.
Don't make any promises here.
Right.
Games and game theory. Game theory has sub-branches like economic game theory or behavioral game theory. Mm-hmm. But I want to talk a little bit about the game theory that has to do with actual games. Called combinatorial. Game theory, from the word combinations.
Yes. I thought so.
Combinatorial.
I'm like, I'm going to need the root, please.
I have been practicing that word.
Country of origin.
Yeah. Can you use it in a sentence?
See. I don't know the rest of it.
All right. Combinatorial game theory attempts to analyze games in terms of whether or not they are solvable. Meaning, like, can we figure out all the possible permutations or not?
Mm-hmm.
Like, tic-tac-toe.
Right, yeah.
Is a solved game. Meaning that if no players make any mistakes, it always ends in a draw.
Yes.
But you also have games. Game theory has their own language, just like every other bit of science we've ever looked at.
Of course, right?
One of the things is called an impartial game.
Okay.
And an impartial game means that both players have access to the same resources and the same kind of moves. It's usually turn-based, and it's over. You decide who wins.
That's the thing.
When there are no more moves available.
I want a one.
In practice, though, they have to be very simple games in order to analyze fully.
Yeah.
I think they've managed to do checkers, but they needed a computer to do it.
I believe it.
I know for certain they haven't managed chess.
I was going to ask. Yeah, okay.
And chess, by the way, is not an impartial game. Because you can't move the other guy's pieces.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah, tic-tac-toe and go both are. I know you both have different colored stones, but basically you mark a spot and it stays marked.
You
can't touch it again, neither can the opposing player.
Okay.
Impartial game.
Okay.
It's funny because there are impartial games where you can tell who's going to win.
Didn't we talk about that?
Yeah, on Monday. Our sponsors today include Silly Ideas, Growing Excitement, and Getting Stuck With It.
What does that last one mean?
It's a very silly notion. Huh. We might actually start another podcast.
Right, because you've got two you're recording right now?
Yeah, two podcasts aren't enough. To do a little D&D podcast, for the fun of it. But we're still on Games and Games Theory over here.
Oh, yeah.
But here's the thing. There's your show.
Right.
Episode 1, which you can find by visiting brothersbarton.net.
Ah, that's me.
And we got Patrick on board today.
Yes.
And that's becoming an increasing rarity.
Yeah.
And I don't actually have a topic for today, even though it's sort of my turn.
Oh.
So I've got this game I was going to make you play right here.
Uh-huh.
And right now.
Uh-huh.
But it'd be more fun if he played too.
Well, actually, today he said, and I quote, "You know, I don't want to be his guinea pig." He keeps throwing all these questions. So we'll see how he reacts.
So it's going to happen anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
Welcome to the show. I have a game for you two.
I knew it. He has another experiment for us. Yeah. Really, he calls them games, and really, we're lab rats now. Right?
I know.
Oh, come on, you're guinea pigs. Much cuter than the average rat.
Well, thank you so much. All right, let's give me away.
I warned him that you were not a fan. He said, well...
So we'll see how he can handle this.
We always have a good time no matter what. So.
All right, so there are 12... marshmallows.
Do I need a pen?
No.
I'm not using a pen or a net.
There are 12 marshmallows.
Okay. What are their names?
That's a stumper. Don't you name I was your... about to eat them. If you name them, you won't want to eat them. Remember Chester the carrot?
All right.
I miss him.
12 marshmallows. I'm writing it down anyway.
Okay. I think we're going to do this so that you guys take turns playing me. Okay. You're trying to beat me. There are 12 marshmallows. Oh. On your turn, you can take 1, 2, or 3 of the marshmallows.
Okay.
And the same for me. Whoever takes the last marshmallow wins.
Wait.
So who wants to go first?
I don't want to go at all. Isn't this, this is hackable.
Okay, I'll try it. All right, I'll take 1 marshmallow.
All right, oh. That leaves 11 marshmallows.
Oh,
I, am
oh, gonna I see. Take, okay, okay.
I'm going to take...
I don't want to play this game. I cannot do any math. I can't even do simple math right now, man. Seriously, you give me all the trivia in the world, but if I have to minus 4 from 7, it's a dodgy prospect.
Okay, so I'm going to take 3.
What if we do it for you? Okay, I'll take 3.
Okay, that leaves 5. I'm going to take 1, leaving 4.
Four.
Okay, well, yes. I'll take 1.
I'll take the last 3. I win.
This game. I know this game. Yes, as long
this
as...
This is reverse tic-tac-toe is what it is.
Your turn, Phil. How many would you like?
As long as you go in response to what I do, you can always win. Am I crazy?
Oh, are you saying I should go first? I'm willing to do that.
Okay.
Wow, he's really good at this game already. See, part of this is you do work. Okay, here's the game. Let's go.
I don't know what's happening.
Enough of the complaining.
No, I support the complaining.
It's 90% of the show.
That's right.
I'm going to take 3 marshmallows, leaving 9.
Okay, then I'm going to take 9.
You can't take 9.
But I want to win.
Your goal is to end up with 1, right? Your goal is to take the last marshmallow.
Absolutely, right?
Okay.
I need to get 2. Okay.
The last marshmallow.
No, then you can get... I don't like this. I'm going to take 1.
Yeah, I get 2 right away.
Leaving 8.
Yes.
I'm going to take 3, leaving 5.
Okay, now I'm going to take... Yeah, I'm going to take 1.
Leaving 4.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take 3, leaving 1.
Now I'm going to take 1.
Okay, that took like no time.
I win. I stand by my theory. As long as you're the responding to the other guy, that then you can always get to the last one because you got to get to that 4. You can get to that 4.
Yeah, 4 or 5 seems to be right around the threshold where
Yeah.
You can really work the magic.
I do want to point out, however, I got a lot more marshmallows than you did.
Oh, good for you.
Damn it. We have corollary objectives here?
Your hot chocolate is tastier.
Okay, that's a fun game, and I'm done playing it.
Okay. Yeah, as long as you can maneuver your opponent into having a turn when there are 4 left. You can't lose. If you can maneuver them into having 8 left, then you can automatically maneuver them into having 4. It starts with 12, which means that the second person can always maneuver the other person into losing.
Mm-hmm,
Okay.
Oh, that's the whole thing?
Yeah. I like that game theory.
Did you know there was a toy in the 1960s? Called
well, I figured there's a few toys in from the 1960s.
Fair point. No, that it was Dr. Nim.
Okay.
It was exactly the game that you and Patrick most reluctantly played. No batteries.
Oh,
it was
really?
Entirely mechanical. The marbles would drop down and hit various paddles and so forth.
Yeah, I've run
actually
into that.
I have a link to a couple of links on the show page, which you can find by visiting thelabwithbrad.com, including one guy showing you the thingy and another guy, an instructables page where you can print out pieces and build one for yourself.
Really?
It's not exactly the same model. In particular, he said, I made it smaller so that more printers, including mine, could print it.
I appreciate that. Okay.
But I kind of want to generalize this game a little bit more.
Okay.
So we're going to have a minimum amount you can take of marshmallows at any given time is just 1.
Oh.
Okay?
Okay.
The maximum amount will vary. And you get to decide whether you want to go first or second.
Well, the very thing, how do you figure out the, is it random?
No. Come along with me.
Okay.
Take my hand.
I thought I was taking marshmallows.
All right. First, the minimum and the maximum are the same.
Okay.
You can take and can only take one marshmallow per turn.
Okay.
And there is one marshmallow. Do you want to go first or second?
I take the last one, right?
Yeah, yeah, I want to go first. Yeah, see, that one's pretty darn obvious. Yeah, there's two marshmallows. Oh. You want to go first or second?
Second.
Right. Yeah. So I take one marshmallow.
I take one marshmallow.
Yum, yum, yum.
And right, yes. We both have hot
now,
chocolate.
Now, okay, suppose the minimum is one and the maximum is two.
Aha. Uh-huh.
And I plop before you three marshmallows.
Crap, I want to go. You say the maximum's two? Oh, crap, I want to go first. Wait, no, I want to go second. I want to go second.
Ha!
That took me a second there.
Yeah, you got it pretty quick, right? It's basically, the short answer is it's the maximum plus one.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
yeah.
Like in this NIM game we played on Monday, the maximum was three.
Mm-hmm.
So you wanted it to, you want to present your
opponent
with some multiple of the maximum plus one. So if I gave you a maximum of a million marshmallows,
mm-hmm.
other than giving you diabetes, you would want to present me with the choice of a million and one marshmallows.
I got you.
Or some multiple thereof.
The logistics involved with a million marshmallows.
I know.
A line of trucks around the block.
Anyway, this game is called the number game. It's also called One Heap NIM.
Oh.
Although it just barely resembles the game called NIM, which we'll talk about.
Ah.
Next time.
Okay.
See you then.
Bye. How do you...
Turkey A. No episode next week. We're just going to paste this in. It'll be the smoothest.
Wait, this is what we're...
No, we're doing this right now.
Okay.
Okay, recorded.